Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. إن الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, praise be to Allah, cherisher and sustainer of the world, stir of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship and find a receipt. Show us the straight way, way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace. Those whose portion is not thy wrath, thy anger, or those who go straight. This is your host for our program, the Circle of Islamic Knowledge, sponsored by the Masjid Ibrahim Islamic Community on Port Gordon, Georgia. I'm Imam Marshall Musa Muslim, who is a resident Imam of the Port Gordon Masjid Ibrahim Muslim Community of our Islamic Circle of Knowledge, the Circle of Islamic Knowledge Programs, held into Allah, God willing, every Sunday morning for 30 minutes from 10 o'clock a.m. until 10:30 a.m. We invite all of you who are listening via the internet to join us, participate in the discussions that we will have. Number to call is 657-383-0671. 657-383-0671. Today, we have announced on the Port Gordon Muslims Facebook page, we posed a question for those who would like to participate in our discussion. What comes to your mind when you hear the word Islam? What comes to your mind when you hear the word Islam? So we wait for others to join us, participate in the discussion. I will begin by sharing this with our listeners. When I hear the word Islam, the first thing that comes to my mind is Creator and how Creator has demonstrated his love and passion and charity and his mercy to all of the creatures that he has created, including the human creatures. I see the light come in the sky in the morning, which causes many of the creatures to wake up from their sleep. And I rejoice that there's another day provided for us to be active, for me to be active, serving Allah, consciously moving about, doing things that I know pleasing to Him. I think of all of the creatures who have it instinctively part of their nature. He has ordered them their creation to do. Even the rolling of the tides on the ocean. Spent many, many days and months on several oceans, on beaches throughout the world, and see the tides roll in and roll out, knowing that there is a purpose that Allah knows more than we could ever know for this motion of the tides and how He washes the seashore with these tides and even helps to feed the creatures that live on the beaches. By bringing in different things, different smaller creatures, or plant life onto the shore, through the ocean. So many things that scientists have been discovering that Allah has done in his creation that are compassionate and blessing. And then I also think of his servants that are known as my messengers, and how humble and submissive they were, yet strong men. And even though we don't know men and women that were prophets, say we know men and strong, very, very God-conscious women throughout the Bible. To name one, the mother of the prophet Jesus, Arabic known as Isa, whose name was Mary. A very, very wonderful, strong, and pure woman. From her birth, she was anointed with pure strength. Then we have others, even some that we are not really familiar with, Aisha, the wife of the Pharaoh, that opposed Musa, a woman who stood against her husband, supported Musa, the prophet of God. We have men going all the way back to even Adam, who initially, according to scripture, he was not aware of the deceitfulness of Satan. He fell victim to the weakness of not knowing the times of deceitfulness. But Allah gave him when he repented, and he raised him up and made him prophet also. And then, of course, we have Noah, who struggled for hundreds of years to teach his people to serve the one God, to prepare for the punishment of God on those that were disbelievers by God sending the great flood. He was patient, so they drafted him and made mockery of him for building this ark on dry land, send the rains, send the flood, washed away those evil people and saved those that submitted to Noah, but only those people that submitted to Noah's teaching about serving God. And then I think about Abraham, who as a boy brought up in a family where his father was the chief idol maker. An idol is something made by human hands the people raise up as though it has power over the people, and they pray to and worship idol. Father of Ibrahim. In our tradition in Islam, he's known as Isaac. But in the Christian tradition, he's known as Caleb. But regardless of the name, he was a believer in the worship of just one God, because he made all of these false gods that were supposed to have power with people, but really had no power. And Ibrahim opposed him. Even though he loved his father, prayed for his father when his father passed in this life. Very, very, very dedicated to serving only the one God. We go on, we learn about Yusuf, a great man named Yusuf, who became the caretaker, the protector, and distributor of food in Egypt during the great famine. He was told by God to store up food because the famine was coming. He did what God told him. He was able to push the food so that the people were able to continue to survive. More importantly, as a young man, he proved to draw a beautiful woman who was the wife of the person that had purchased him from the slave trade and made him his assistant in his home. And the woman was married to him, had a weakness for Yusuf, which was a very handsome man, a strong and good young man. And she had a weakness for him, and she tried to tempt him to commit an act of indecency with her, and he resisted. And he said, according to our Holy Book of the Quran, had it not been for his belief in God and his dedication to serve God, he might have been a victim of his own physical appetites, but he did not succumb to his appetites because he put God, God's commandment first. And so he is for many reasons. We look at his history and we move it through history going further, and we look at prophet named Moses or Musa and how he was saved from death as a child because of his mother's love for him, trusting in Allah, putting him in a basket that was sealed with different type of sealer, tar, and putting him in a basket made of fibers from the trees that grew near the Nile River, and sent him down the river hoping that God would allow him to live, and found the daughter of Pharaoh, who raised him as her own son. And then at a certain point, returned to be nursed by his real mother. And he then later turned back to the house of Pharaoh and raised as the son of the Pharaoh, brother of the incoming Pharaoh. He stood up to the incoming Pharaoh, who he had known almost as a blood brother, told him that he had to let people go and had been enslaved by the Pharaohs. And we know that story ended with Moses being successful because he obeyed God, so many of his people resisted and rebelled. Of course, we could go on and on, but we'll just go up into the history of the prophet named Jesus, or Isa and Miriam, how he went to the Jewish people, formed them to get them to conform to the law that God had given his predecessor, Musa, and they most of them resisted him, and even went to the Roman government, which moved over Palestine, the home of Jesus at that time, and sought his death. We know that he was not killed by these Romans, but it was made to seem as though he was killed. But we look at how, after the passing of Prophet Isa from this world, from this life, God, some 570 years later, he brought into this world a child by the name of Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, the son of Abdul Muttalib. And we see how he grew in righteousness, never falling victim to the cultural indecencies and cultural depravities and other temptations of his culture, being always faithful to what was right. How when he was 40 years old, God gave him a gift for all humanity called the Holy Quran through the agency of the angel Gabriel. So when I think of Islam, I think of all of these great men and women as well. Many, many others that I'm not talking about today, that surely true servants of God are great. And I think about what's in the Holy Book of Quran. God gave us for guidance from now on. So we are 15 minutes into our 30-minute program. And as I wait for others to join us for our discussion, I do want to begin some instruction concerning our religion, Al-Islam, the basic. And I will actually be quoting from a book published by the Al-Peter Foundation from England. And so I will begin by previewing what's in this book. This will be our basic text as we begin our course. And the contents are beginning with a description of Islam, then speaking about Allah, which is the name in Arabic and the name of Quran, for the deity, the only God, supreme. I don't even want to say being, because that implies that he came into being, but he knows Allah has always existed. He can't put a beginning on him. He can't be in the end to him. I don't even like to say him, because implies for many people a gender of being a male gender. But we know that Allah is not a male gender, a female gender, any gender. Cannot even imagine our mind, as much as we may try, cannot imagine Allah. We can only see His creation. From His creation, we can get an idea of His attributes. Through His attributes, we can get a sense of the glory and the power and the great and beautiful Allah. We certainly cannot put Him in any physical characteristic, physical context. And then we talk about His message for us, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Then we go on talking about Iman, means belief, what the Muslims believe, what is belief for a Muslim. Then we talk about the Noble Quran, the book that Prophet Muhammad was given by the angel Gabriel from Allah for all humanity to be a blueprint for us to give us what God wanted us to know that we should do that would please Him and earn for us the paradise. Not only goodness and happiness in this life, but eternal happiness in the life to come. So in Islam, we know there are five pillars, and the course that we will just, the course of studies that we will Mark upon talks about these five pillars in detail. First being the declaration of Shahada, and then the prayer, which is also called Salat. Then charity, which this particular type of charity, compulsory for those who can afford it, called Zakat. Then fasting, and this is a special fast every year for those who can do it. 30 days, and it's during the month of Ramadan. And the last of the five pillars, those who are physically able and economically able to do it, pilgrimage to the holy place, Kaaba, Cubic building in Mecca in Arabia called the Hajj, name, Christian name of this pilgrimage. Then we talk about the mosque. Mosque was the function of the mosque called al-Masjid in Arabic. Then manners of a Muslim. What are some of the things that characterize the behavior of a Muslim? So for the final 10 minutes of our program, we will discuss the basic principles of Islam, beginning with the different times of its meaning of the word. So we begin that, we'll say this. From the Quran, truly the religion of Allah is Islam. Nadina is Dal Il Islam, Dal Lahi Islam. Nadina in Dal Lahi Islam. And Nadina, truly the religion. In the Allah, with Allah, Islam. Islam is an Arabic word which means surrender. It means to accept the power of Allah and follow His command. Happiness in this life and success in the life after death can only be obtained by obeying Allah. I will repeat that. Islam is an Arabic word which means surrender, submission. It means to accept power of Allah and follow His command. Happiness in this life and success in the life after death can only be obtained by obeying Allah. Islam is not only a religion, but Islam is a complete way of life. This means that it shows us how to live all aspects of our lives in the best possible way. There are five pillars on which Islam, really known as Al-Islam, and Al-Islam means Islam, but in the Quran is actually stated as Al-Islam. We'll go ahead and use common phrase or common name, Islam. But when you think of Islam, you should think of the way that it is expressed in the Holy Quran as Al-Islam. Al is a word which translates to thee, but just remember that it's actually one term, Al-Islam, given to Islam. So there are five pillars on which Islam stands. They are, one, to firmly believe and depart, to declare, say this in Arabic, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. There is no God, there is no deity. There is no power over creation or created things but Allah, the creator and sustainer. And Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. There is no God but Allah. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. And we have a tradition whenever we mention the name of Muhammad, Muslims, we say, we know it in Arabic, Salah Allahu Alayhi Salam, translate to peace, blessings be upon him. And so now we talk about Iman. What is meant by Iman? That's belief. And that is to really believe that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Not just to say it, but truly believe. And to pay zakat, but first to pray five times a day. And we can pray even if we have to pray laying down or sitting down. You know, there's a ritual called the salat. For those who are physically able, we go through various physical, what I would say, postures, including prostration, where we kneel and bow our foreheads to the ground, facing Mecca. But there are people who cannot get down on their knees, pray sit down or lying down. But we pray at particular times. And we'll get into more details about the times and the method for making the salat in another class. But just know that we pray five times a day. We're required to do that. Sometimes we can't make the prayers on the times that are normal for the prayers, so we can combine the prayers in the basis. We'll talk about that further in the course. We'll go into detail about this zakat further in the course. And after we have counted the money, our income, our savings, gifts to us, and we have paid out our obligations, and then we look at what we have left, we're required to take 2.5% of that, which is called our excess wealth, and to distribute it to poor. Normally this is customarily done by taking it to the masjid and depositing it with the zakat program to mail it or go online to some of the applications online to donate it to an Islamic charity. But it's also permissible to give it someone who's engaging in their daily activities, a full-time occupation in the promulgation of Al-Islam. And it's all right to give zakat to those people that are in need that we know. Because this zakat obligation knows our intention, knows our heart. So this is something we'll talk about more in detail in the future. And then during the month of Ramadan, which is the ninth month of the Islamic or the Arabic calendar, actually. And it rotates because it's on the lunar. So Ramadan may be in the summertime 1 year and later, especially next year it may be the end of summer, and the next year it may be in the fall, and proceeding on. So later it may be in the winter and spring and coming back to summer. So we fast during this month. We fast for 29 or 30 days. Because the lunar month normally will be 29 or 38. Then, for those who can make it, who are physically able to make it, and who are in a position economically to make the Hajj at least once in our lifetime, holy city of Mecca, to visit the sacred precincts, which include the holy place called the Kaaba. We'll talk about the Kaaba and the history of the Kaaba in the future. So a person who accepts Islam, and this means to truly accept Islam in our heart. We indicate our acceptance of Islam by declaring Shahada, the testimony, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, before someone or some group of people, even a public witness of what we just said, there's no God but Allah, even a public testimony, Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. And so once a person does that, that person is called a Muslim. But that doesn't mean that that person has achieved the state or surrender, but we strive to achieve that state throughout our lives. Strive to reach that standard that Islam requires, that's demonstrated in the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and Prophet Isa, peace be upon him, and Prophet Musa, and Ibrahim, Noah, and all of the prophets, even Adam, because after his slipping, not a fall, but slipping, he repented, and he lived the life that God wanted him to live. So we are told. So we say we're Muslim, but that's not something that we just say and accept ourselves having reached that point. Because we're going to be tested. Because God says you can't hop in and say you believe and not be tested. So that you will know, God already knows, you're really sincere. You're really truthful. So we're almost at the end. We have 1 minute left. We're going to conclude by saying that a person who accepts Islam is called a Muslim, means one who surrenders, one who submits completely. A Muslim is required to do all that Allah and His message, Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, have asked us to do. And to keep away, completely keep away from doing things which Allah and His Messenger, peace and blessings be upon him, have told us not to do. And not like some people that they want to go out and what they want to do that's in opposition to what God has said. Especially after they finish their work week, if they have some leisure time and maybe a little money in their pocket, and they let their appetites control them, even though they're going against what they were told to do by God. They're doing things that God told them not to do. Then they, all of a sudden on Sunday morning, they want to get right with God. And all of a sudden, all day Sunday, they may spend the day in church trying to balance out what they've done that was displeasing. God, keep this cup of night. And I just want to read, strive to please God 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, every day of our life. And so, allowing his messengers, we conclude, peace and blessings be upon him, have told us to do good deeds, and being kind to our parents and our relatives, and help others who are less fortunate. Be kind to animals and sinners. Be kind, brothers, to our wives. Because Allah has told us through his prophet, half of our paradise, we can begin to experience the paradise here on this earth and our physical world in which we're living, is our happiness with our wives. So if you truly want to be happy, we must be kind to them. Because one thing that God has put in them is the quality of Elohim. We're kind to them. It encourages them to be very kind to us. We close our program for today. Those who listen via the internet and some have listened via the internet. Next week, you'll be able to find it in your schedule. Time to come and participate in our discussion. We don't intend just to have a lecture. That's it every week. But we would like to have discussion so we get you involved in our class, the circle of this coming. Thank you very much. And I reward you. May he bless you with light of understanding. Assalamu alaikum.